At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. It's the Twisted Tuesday. We got a full house. Andrew McKinnis will join us in a couple of moments time. We're talking a lot of football. I've got college football fever, but we've got diamond action going on this evening as well. The Toronto Blue Jays lose to the Baltimore Orioles. Just too many of these losses to these mediocre and terrible baseball teams. Blue Jays just leave too many W's on the field. Philadelphia were down, but Philadelphia aren't done yet. They come back. They beat Washington this evening. Tampa, all Tampa does is win. Stop the presses and start spreading the news. The New York Mets actually won twice. Not in a week, but in the span of like one day, albeit against the Marlins. And the Yankees suddenly. The Yankees win 13 in a row. And now the Yankees have lost 4 in a row. They lose to the Halos again. San Francisco loses again. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have come back. Big time swing going on. The Dodgers could cut this thing to half a game. We'll keep our eye on this throughout the evening, and we'll get into the future Major League Baseball loss. Blake Snell had a no-hitter going through like 7 innings, and they took him out of the baseball game. This dude's going to freaking snap, man. Like, I don't know, listen, he was at 107 pitches, right? So I don't know what the deal is and stuff and the pitch count and all that. But remember, that's why they got rid of him in Tampa Bay. He was good with Tampa Bay. Remember, he pitched his ass off in the playoffs last year in the World Series and stuff. And they kept taking him out of the game, right? Blake Snell would be, like, pitching really well, and he was visibly mad. Like, and pitchers will get mad on the hill, like, you know what I mean? It'll happen where it's like, and they're competitors, so managers don't mind if they don't mind the player saying something to them on the hill. They don't mind the frustration because they're competitors. But once you leave the hill, you're part of the team again. You go in the dugout and you sit down and you're part of the team, right? Blake Snell basically like stormed into the clubhouse and started like smashing things and then Cash did it to him again. And remember, Snell lost it. Like, he said after, like, he complained in the media about it. They were like, all right, Tampa's all about the team, right? So there you got Snell pitching a no-hitter. He gets taken out. He gets taken out of the game. But like I said, I don't know what the pitch count deal was going into this, what the agreement. There's always an agreement, what the agreement was. But I don't know, man, 107. I remember LeVon Hernandez used to go like 160 pitches, man, 150 and 160. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are victorious. The Dodgers win and do it again. Oh, Nelly and the Dodgers are going to the Bay Area this weekend. Look who's coming to town. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio rolls on. It's level 2. Bob Ryan, ESPN, Boston Globe will join us. Andrew McKinnis from Wager Talk. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, and SI.com. We already had Steve Merrill kick it with us. The Los Angeles Dodgers victorious tonight. San Diego victorious. Blake Snell looked like he was going to throw a no-hitter. Through 7 innings, and they take him out of the baseball game. He was up to like 107 pitches, and it's just sort of ironic because Blake Snell used to get mad, and not just mad, but enraged about getting taken out of baseball games too early when he was with Tampa. Speaking of Tampa, well, I don't know, like what a shock, right? Tampa wins. And You know, you look at Tampa and you say, well, these guys are good, but they went 18-1, man, against the Baltimore Orioles. Well, now they're 9-1 in the last 10 against the Boston Red Sox. They terrorized the Yankees. They terrorized the Jays. Who don't they terrorize? Right? You know, like, are we looking at a World Series rematch? The Atlanta Braves were red hot. They go into Chavez Ravine, and the Dodgers have dialed it up a notch. The Dodgers get San Francisco this weekend in the Bay Area in what's going to be a monster series. All right? So, man, there's a lot of stuff going on. We had a great hockey game tonight. That's right, a little ice hockey. It was the Women's World Championships this evening between the USA and Canada. The USA had beaten Canada 5 consecutive times that they played, and the USA gets off to a 2-0 lead. It looks like the USA is going to run away with it. Canada comes back. They tie the game. And then there's like a scoreless third period. And then it goes to overtime, and Canada wins in overtime. And a dramatic, very, very entertaining ice hockey game this evening. It's great. It was great to watch some pucks. I don't care what sex you are. Anyways, those girls can fly. Those girls can play. That was some good stuff. Speaking of playing, we're going to be playing NFL football in about 8 days. We're talking college football. We're getting some CFL football as well. 15 CFL games so far this year. 12 of them have gone under the number. And college football played to the under on Saturday as well. And I think it can this weekend too. I cannot believe LSU are only 2.5-point favorites at UCLA right now. Lot of love for the Bruins. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
The late night anger management class. I am Gable Morenci, and I am an idiot. Man, am I an idiot. But I'm almost, I guess I'm a lucky idiot tonight. Not really lucky, because the plays came in, but man, I have so many plays right now. I currently have 33 active bets. I got a bunch of futures. And so tonight I got a little carried away. I've been pretty disciplined recently. And I just started firing away. And I don't even know what I was doing anymore. Like, I was mixing everything up. I was like, I'm going to bet on Bianca, the Bianca Andreescu, the tennis player. So I'm like, all right, I'll put Bianca in a parlay with the Yankees. I see the Yankees. All right, I'm going to take this with the Dodgers. And I didn't even realize I had as much money on the Dodgers as I did, because I took the Dodgers, Wake Forest, Oklahoma, the all money line. So I got the Dodgers, then I got Wake Forest, Oklahoma, San Diego State, Mississippi, and then I got another one with the Dodgers and Bianca Andreescu to win, but I'm an idiot. I took her to win in the first set by accident, and I didn't even know until now. I just looked and I saw I won. Because I'm like, oh, good, she won. And I look and I see Dodgers winner, Bianca Andreescu to win first set winner. And I'm like, God, I'm an idiot. I didn't even know I bet that. Let's bring in Andrew McCannis right now, who I see on Twitter. Let me see your wins here. But it looks like you had a good night here tonight, McCannis. How you doing tonight? What's going on?
It's a good feeling to be able to roll in, feeling the way I am right now. Six in a day. They don't come every day, so it feels pretty good, man.
Oh, 6-0. I was hoping for more. I don't want to rain on your parade. All right, that's good. That's good, McKinnis. That's good.
It's been a good run, man. I went
12-1 on Saturday. I went 12-1.
It's a Tuesday night game. It's a Tuesday night.
I'm just used to it. I was 7-1 last night in baseball. Man, listen, it's all good. I'm not coming at you, but I was hoping. I was like, oh boy, what did he go? Because I saw, oh, it's nice to come on the air after a night like tonight, and he got some nice plays. Our boy Matias hit a massive parlay the other day too. So not a good job. 6-0 this evening. You know, one night, McKinnis, and I always try to top it, but I'm a pretty streaky better. So, like, I have, like, often 9-1 nights, or, like, I'll struggle, or, like, you know what I mean? It's sort of all or nothing. But one night, and I was live on the air, it was documented, although there's a debate and there's an argument about whether it was 20 and 0, 21 or no. And I maintain it was 21. Some others say it was 20. But I went 21 and 0 in one night. Wow. Live on the air, too. Like, it was like the games were on when I was on, type thing, for the most part. It was insane, bro. It was one of those special nights that, and of course, as a gambler, and I'm sure, are you mad you didn't win more money? You didn't bet more money? Because I was that night. I was like, I'll never go 20-0 or 21-0 again, ever again, in the same night. And I think I won $7,000, $7,000 or $8,000 bucks. I was betting like $250 and $500 a bet. And it was like four football games. So I didn't win like 20 different picks or 21 different picks. So it's called 21. It was 21. So I didn't win 21 different picks. I went crazy, McKinnis. There was like a Mac night in football. It was like Maction night. And I took like the first game, like money line. Like I took like the underdog on the money line plus the points. First half, like, first half plus the points. First half over. Game over. Like, I had, like, yeah, no, but I had, like four, five, six plays on each game type thing. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, let's go for the second half over now. But I was live on the air. I'll never forget that because I walked home after. You figure I could have taken a taxi after going 21-0. I remember I left the Score TV network and I walked out of the building and my heart was like thumping. I was like, oh my God, that was crazy. I mean, that's never. And I was like, I can't believe I just didn't win like $100,000.
I feel you. Well, that's the thing, right? Like I get what you're saying and I know you're not trying to like diminish it, but like, it's more so that it's already been a great like 7, 8, 9 days, and then here comes like the 6-0 day. If it was just like a 6-0 day and it's been like a so-so run, I wouldn't really be that happy right now. But it's already been a really good run, like 74% last like, you know, week and a half or something like that, and then this is kind of like the, you know, all right, we're running hot kind of feeling. So if it was just one of those things where it was like I was doing so-so in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know what you mean.
This was kind of the heat check night, right? And you know what's so funny, Gabe? If you ask me, I'll be completely honest with this because I know that, you know, you bet on a lot of sports just like I do. And if you ask me, like, you know, can you name, like, the history for this player in tennis and what their specialization is and what court to put the best on, I probably, you know, wouldn't want you to put me on the spot. But no joke, in 2021, I'm 74% in tennis. And I'm super low volume. And I know that probably sounds ridiculous, but I haven't made that many plays, like 30-something plays. I only bet Grand Slams. And I think that my non-bias of, like, not having, like, favorite players or you know, following every single tournament, I just follow the Grand Slams. And I just check their form. I check how they're doing on clay or hard court, and it's worked for me. And our pal Matthias has been betting it too, so he's been sending me his tickets. But nice to catch some winners.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Knowing you can know too much, it's a good point, right? It's a great point. Knowing, yeah, I've told the story before. I was in a Major League Baseball play-by-play booth, and I was sitting there, and I was filling out like parlay cards. And the announcer said to me, and this guy knows more about baseball, like, forget more about baseball than, like, we'll ever know type thing, right? This guy could tell you anything about anything in baseball. That's why he's a Major League Baseball announcer, right? So, like, and he looks over to me and he goes, you're telling me, and he starts, like, sort of ripping me and stuff. He's like, he goes, all you got to do is pick three. It was like the parlay thing. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, out of all the games, he goes, all you got to do is pick three winners and over-unders count too. Just mix up three and you can win money. And then he starts, he goes, how do you not win more? He goes, how are you not richer? He goes, that's damn easy. He goes, out of the entire baseball card, he goes, I said, oh, you think it's easy, huh? I said, all right, what do you got? He actually pulls money out, bro. And he tells me, he goes, I can't go right now. But he goes, if you go play this for me, here you go. And he gives me $20, right? So I was like, fine. I was like, I'll go put the ticket in for you. Like I said, I'm going anyways. So I'm in the press box. That's my life. I'm doing the post-game show. I leave. I go into the metro station where there's like a store where they take the tickets. I go in and I come back. He goes 0 for 3, bro. All right.
So no way.
The next day, right away, he's like, yo, he goes, did you go to the store yet? He goes, you got one of those programs. And I'm like, yeah, I knew you'd ask. It was almost like the devil, right? I'm like, yeah, here you go, buddy. So I show him the program. He looks, gives it back to me, gives me another $20. I'm like, all right, cool. And he goes like 2 or 3. Bro, he played for like 3-4 days, man. He finally tapped out. He never won. and then he admitted. He goes, you know, he goes, I think I know too much. It's messing with me. That's what he told me. I said, yeah, it's kind of true. Like, it's like they say, McInnes, over-analysis leads to paralysis, right? Like, if you overthink things, you don't have to know everybody and who has this and that. If you're winning, McInnes, it's all that matters. 74%, 74%. Sure.
Well, I'm sure you've had this happen to you before. You're on the air all the time. You're talking about sports betting all the time. And for me, people have a tough, you know, a lot of people that don't know what a sports handicapper is, or, you know, podcasting even, especially like older relatives or even friends of mine that don't really understand sports betting as much. They'll literally say to me like, oh, yeah, that's so easy. You know, like I could do that. Like, that sounds like the easiest job in the world. I'm like, well, do it. Go ahead, you know. Pick some games tonight, see how it goes, and it's not ever as easy as I think it is.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class, we're kicking it. The smoking red hot, Andrew McInnes. Kicking us, coming off a 6-0 night. 6-0 night tonight. Me personally, I've been killing it too. So I'm glad to hear you're doing well. I've been in a zone recently as well because I've been more disciplined, McInnes. I sort of lost my discipline tonight and it caught up to me a bit, but at the same point in time, it didn't. I ended up I kept going and I made the right calls. I don't know about you. I didn't see you tweeting about it, or I didn't see it in your card there, but I ended up jumping in on the Team Canada USA hockey game tonight, and it was riveting. It was one of those deals. It was annoying, man, because after game time decisions, I wanted to go out, right? I was like, I'm going to go out to that Chinese restaurant. I'm going to get something to go. And in between shows, and the game was just so close and so good. And I was like, well, I can't leave now. It's 2-2. And I took the under 4.5 at plus money. And I lost, obviously. But I told myself, and I said on the air, McInnes, I said, you know, if they score an early goal, I'm taking the 4.5 at plus money. If they score an early goal, I'll take the under 5.5, like when they change it. And I stuck to my guns, and I did. And I took Canada as well. So it was nice. It was great. It was crazy, man. The overtime, 3-on-3. Canada wins, and we cashed the ticket there. Then we hit San Diego. We hit the Dodgers. But let me just see here. I actually lost a few bets tonight. I'm not used to losing, McKenzie. It's pissing me off. But it's good, right? Winning is contagious. When you start winning, you keep it rolling, McKenzie. So let's keep it going. Let me throw the CFL at you right now. I don't think, have you seen any totals yet? I haven't seen anything posted yet, right? Oh, here we go. Wow.
Yeah, we got
there
some
we
numbers.
Go. There we go.
I think last week we didn't even have anything to talk about, did we, Gabe, for the CFL? I think last week they weren't up for you and I, maybe not every game.
Yeah, I think we had one up or something. You're right. I've been so locked in on college football all night so far, I didn't pop over to the CFL. I didn't check in with the CFL. All right. So, man, I was waiting, McInnes, for the totals. So we played 15 games, guys, 4 weeks, 4 games a week in the CFL. And it's 12-3 to the under. And so I see Montreal and Ottawa Friday night. Alouettes, Red Blacks, 42.5. Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Sunday, 42.5. Toronto Argonauts, Hamilton Tiger Cats, 44.5. And then the Edmonton Elks and the Calgary Stampeders, 41.5. So the lowest total of the year so far, buddy, 41.5. Does this scare you away from pulling the trigger on the unders?
It's definitely an adjustment. I mean, I was waiting to see when the drastic adjustments would be start to be made, and here they are. You know, this isn't a half point or 1 point anymore. This is, you know, several points in all kinds of games. And, of course, you know, I'm tempted, Gabe, but, you know, sometimes it's so hard to go against the trend. I'll pick my spots, though, for sure. I was looking at the Montreal versus Ottawa game earlier today. Obviously, it's the first game of the week on Friday, and I'm thinking to myself, man, at 42 or even lower than that, you know, you can look at this game and think to yourselves, Montreal is a good team, but I feel like Ottawa, this has to be the week they can figure it out. But the problem is, Gabe, I've learned, and you talk about, you know, being disciplined and not maybe going too crazy with that many bets or picking your spots. I've learned, you know, base my handicapping on what I've seen, not what I want to happen or what I think is going to happen. And the Red Blacks,
that's a good call.
They're a team that, you know, last week they were 4.5 dogs against the BC Lions. You know, I don't think anybody should be as minimally 4.5 favorites against Ottawa. I mean, we should be seeing every team in the league laying a touchdown against this team. That's how bad.
I was on BC. I took BC in that game, minus the 4.5, but it was a little scary still trusting them. And I took the under, too, but it was still scary. Let's not act like it was a sure shot lock going in. But I was on BC, minus the points.
It wasn't a lock, but, Gabe, let's be honest. If it wasn't going to cover, it wasn't going to be because Ottawa was lighting the board up. You know what I mean? That's more so what my point is. So as far as overs in that game, the one that sticks out to me is the Elks and the Stampeders. Everyone's going crazy on social media, acting like, you know, the Stampeders have found their new quarterback. You know, I think Jake Meyer is his name, or Mayer. He's looked solid, you know, coming in relief of Bo Levi Mitchell. He's looked confident out there, throwing the ball deep. And the Elks, I got to ask you, Gabe, I'm curious, you know, how much do you take into account that week off they had? Because I've heard some rumblings that, I mean, what are you going to do when you're locked down besides watch film? You know, what are you going to do besides study up? Obviously, they haven't been able to hit the field. I know last year you were hitting a lot of tickets, and I learned from you, you know, that these teams that had COVID were winning.
Yeah, they actually
and now
covered. Yeah, I know.
5.5 and 6. Yeah, yeah. And I learned that from you. You were really, really, you know, confident with that kind of stuff. So I'll ask you, you know, we saw this number open up at 6, 6.5. To me, that's way too much. It's still a young quarterback for the Stampeders, a team that really hasn't covered a spread as a favorite yet, and all of a sudden now they're 6-point favs. How much do you think that point spread is taken into account because Edmonton had COVID?
Well, I think that's the Calgary get overpriced, right, as it is. Mm-hmm. But listen, Mayers look good. You're right. That kid, he looks like he's 12 years old. He looks like you're 14. Like, it's like, whoa, this kid, he's a kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. You're like, this kid went to college. Are you kidding me? Are you sure it's not Bishop Sycamore? He's not lying? But he's good, that kid. He's got a zip on the ball, but he ain't replacing Bo Levi Mitchell. Like, Bo Levi Mitchell's not the problem with Calgary. But they do have a good quarterback for the future here, without a doubt. And I tell you what, seeing Bo Levi Mitchell with the clipboard and the coach and stuff look like a coach, I'm like, oh boy, he's an OD, no new Dave Dickinson. I just sort of pictured Bo Levi Mitchell as a coach in the CFL 10, 15 years from now. But listen, McKenzie, it's a good point. We talked about it. They're 12-3 to the totals, but the underdogs are 11-4 ATS. And for me, this year in the CFL, if I can take an underdog, if I can convince myself, I saw Edmonton firsthand against the BC Lions, and they beat them. And, you know, they were okay. You know, it was kind of choppy. But as you just stated, and there was a story today about a guy. There was a guy on the Edmonton Elks that he got kicked off the team because he had a fake vaccination card. That he told him he was vaccinated so he wouldn't have to go by the protocols. And he had a fake card. They retracted the story and they said, no, he didn't have a fake card, but he did lie about being vaccinated. So they kicked him off the team. They did have COVID, but I'm not going to use that as a barometer. It's the Labor Day Classic. These teams hate each other. Historically, these games are always freaking close on Labor Day. It's nice to have them playing again on a Monday like this, like they should be. Give me the right now. I know it's early, but I'll be leaning with the underdog here. I'll be leaning with the underdog. And I think that total's a little light, bro. Like, how low can we go, McKinnis, at 41.5, right?
It's light too, man. They've all been adjusted, like you read out. But I think out of all the totals, you know, one I'd want to look towards the over would be the Edmonton game. But you know, it's funny, Gabe.
Montreal Ottawa is the under one. Sorry, I was just going to say, I think Montreal-Ottawa is an ugly, low-scoring game. And I wouldn't lay 6.5 with Montreal. I think Montreal will probably win a close, like, ugly game. Some weird, stupid CFL-type score, like, I don't know, 17-15 or something.
I agree with that, and honestly, it's one of those, like, picks where I can't really give you anything besides I just think that this is kind of the week I need to see something from Ottawa. This is the week where they have to do something or else all hell's going to break loose. And that's why I was telling you, I don't really like to bank on that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like going to be a watch and learn game. I don't know. I think what's crazy about that team is that Matt Nichols was brought in to be that veteran guy. And I, you know, in all of the write-ups I did in analysis, I kind of said, at least on their offense, they've got a veteran guy. He hasn't been that great. You know, I don't think he's been too good for them. Obviously, he hasn't had much help, but he hasn't been outstanding. But, you know, what I was going to say about the Edmonton Elks is that game that you were at was kind of like that last straw for me with them on the season. And it seems that I didn't take into account as much that there were some new pieces, and I thought that, you know, with the new coach knowing Harris already, it would be a quick adjustment. But you can tell that, you know, from their second game, third game, how much different they've looked from week one. And I think that that's my bad, and I don't mind admitting stuff like that when I'm making mistakes in my handicapping, that I jumped into them too early in the season, and now we're getting +6 with them with their, all their starters against the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I would be leading with the points. Yeah, Winnipeg and Saskatchewan, guys, that's like the best ever rivalry name out of any sport rivalry. The Banjo Bowl. That's the best rivalry name ever. The Banjo Bowl.
Have you been to a game there, Gabe, before?
No. No, I have not. It's not something that it's not something like my past have never taken me to Saskatchewan, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I've never been there, no.
I could tell you were trying to be polite there about Saskatchewan. You're like, how do I say this?
Yeah, like, it was sort of one of those things. Like, yeah, I was going to say, like, why the hell would I have been to, how the hell would I have been to? I've been to a lot of random games.
It's really good.
I've been to Mississippi State. I've been to random college games and stuff. But no, I've never been to. I've never been to the Badger Bowl. But it's still a good rivalry. They really hate each other, and it might be the drunkest rivalry in sport, actually. Between the Rough Rider fans and the Bomber fans, they're all hammered. See, Ben Simmons. Reports are Ben Simmons wants out of Philadelphia. Yeah, we know, bro. Nobody wants you. We know. If the Sacramento Kings trade De'Aaron Fox for Ben Simmons, they're even stupider than they actually are. And they're pretty stupid in Sacramento. The Kings, at least.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. We're doing the show on vinyl tonight. It's a tribute to the old school. Sounds like vinyl. It's like a little scratch and skip. So just for the record, yeah, we'll throw that out there. If you're tuning in and you're wondering, is this my radio? Is it the host mic? Is it McKinnis's phone? Is it something? No, we hear it. There's like a little crackle sort of thing going on. And I think it might have stopped. I don't know. But yeah. So don't worry. I don't think it stopped. So personally, I've been told, oh, it's going to stop. Yeah, no, it won't. But nevertheless, yeah, don't adjust your rate. It is what it is. All right. It just is. All right. And it'll eventually be gone. Andrew McKinnis is with us. Kicking it. throwing it down. He's all smoking
never
hot.
Never a moment, Gabe.
That's the crackling sound. It's McKinnis. He's so hot. He went 6-0 tonight. So, I was talking about Ben Simmons, and McInnes, I know you and Teddy. Teddy often says this, and I agree too. I put that fire out all the time with people. I don't like when people say that people suck and stuff like that. And it's like, no, they don't. Like, you didn't win your bet. Doesn't mean they suck because they whatever, right? Or the other one is, I'm better than them, or this guy, that guy. I could beat that fighter, like, and all that type of stuff. It's like, no, you can't. No, you can't. But you played volleyball, right? But you said you played a little basketball.
Basketball is my main sport. That's what I grew up playing.
All right, so the question is, with Ben Simmons, do you think you could beat him in a three-point competition? So let's say you took 20 shots each, 20 open threes from around, you know, go around the horn type thing, 20 or 25. Do you think you could hit more three-point shots than Ben Simmons? Because you know what? Normally I would say, listen, none of us have a hope in hell against any professional athlete in anything. But, I'm not just saying this. I've got my money on you, bro. I would bet that you could beat Ben Simmons. Yes, McInnes. As McInnes asked you, would you bet on me to beat Ben Simmons in a three-point competition? And I would. I think you could beat him. I would put money on you to beat him, yes. Talk to me. Can you shoot a three-ball better than Ben Simmons?
Absolutely, and I appreciate it. It's a compliment, but also it's also a huge diss at Ben Simmons. But I'm going to choose to take it as a big compliment. But definitely, you know, I grew up, I was a real tall guy, but I was super skinny, still pretty skinny. And so even though I was a tall guy, I never went in the post. So all my coaches were like, you got to get a post game, you got to get a post game. And I would just shoot threes. I would just swing the ball. I played like a point guard, but I was tall for my age. And I didn't get a post game till I was older. So all I really knew how to do is shoot threes. So now that I'm playing just pick up ball, you know, at the Y, I'm kind of back to that a little bit in the post game, but you get hurt more in the key. I just shoot threes now. I can definitely take Ben Simmons 100%, man.
You know what's funny, actually, because too, I used to play basketball a lot too. And I played street ball in Los Angeles, and I played a lot of street ball in a lot of cities. I played the NBA Hoop It Up, and I was a three-point shooter, number one, because our teams were never as good, so it was a good way to try to be, like, an equalizer, like real life, right? So it's like, pop a three, and let's be real, it's easier. It's lazy basketball. That's why I get mad when I see NBA teams just taking threes. It's like, guys, like, I know what you're doing here, right? You're just, it's easier, but I got faith in you, and I will admit, I freaking choked, bro. I was in the NBA hooping up, and I had a three-point competition, and you got 24 shots. But to my defense, there was no warm-up, and dude, there's like 72 baskets, bro. You know what I mean? It wasn't like I couldn't get the dimension, the depth. Like, it took me a couple of shots. I was screwed up. Like, we're in the middle of this, like, racing track parking lot, our tennis court parking lot, Jerry Park, tennis court parking lot, and there's a million courts, and it was one of those stupid, just, like, sort of, like, driveway baskets, and it took me a couple of shots. It's all about depth perception, right, with that stuff? So it took me a couple of shots to get my depth, and then I started hitting, but I only hit 6 out of the 24. I was really pissed. I was choked, and I could have done better than 6 of 24. But still, that's 25%. So I hit 25%, and I felt I choked. Guys, Ben Simmons' lifetime three-point percentage is even worse than I thought, McInnes. Like, and I get it. It's a little bit different. You got guys in the NBA in your face. We're not discounting any of that. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, can you kick a field? Can you kick a field goal?
Guys in his face.
Because he's a loser.
Because
he's too busy. He's too busy with hot chicks. That's why I know. And every year it's the same thing. He hits 1-3 in a video on Periscope, and everyone look at he's working on his game. It's like, shut up, man. I can hit I can hit threes when I'm drunk, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So and that's the thing that drives me crazy about him. He doesn't care about getting better. His three-point career percentage is, you can't even make this up, 14%, McInnes. 14%.
You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head. That's just
all right. So 14%. So let's say wide open in a game of open horse. Do we give him double that? Will he get 28%? I don't know. I don't think so. I think he tops out at like 20. Like, I honestly think he'd hit what I hit. Like, out of 24 shots, I think he'd hit about six of them. Like that, you know, let's say 20. I don't think he could hit. How many shots do you think he would hit, Matthias? Do you, Matthias, can you beat him? Could you beat Ben Simmons in a three-point competition? Do you shoot better than four? Everyone's like, no doubt in their minds.
He had a three-point competition about 3 weeks ago in public. Three racks, five balls a rack. I made two, and then I made my last five. I made the last seven threes in a row, so I'm pretty sure I could whoop Ben Simmons' ass. Plus,
man, this is pretty bad. You got a bunch of punks like us, and we're all talking smack about this guy. I would easily whoop his ass.
I gotta ask you, Gabe. Have you ever seen the Scalabrine challenge? Have you ever seen the videos of that? He said,
no.
I'm closer to LeBron than you are. He said, think about that. I'm closer to LeBron than you ever will be. You know, cause, so he had a day.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Let people sign up, and they came to the gym, and it was the fun. You got to look it up, seriously, Gabe. It's on YouTube, and literally people just rolled up, and he just dummied them. He bodied them. He was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. This guy can't play. No. I know. I had a buddy that worked courtside at the NBA. Exactly. I can't guard him. No. He'd go around us easy. Like, he's got game. Like, he's got skills. And he'd, you know, if we, let's not confuse this. Like, if we played him one-on-one, like, if you played him one-on-one, like, he'd slap the ball into your hand in a second. Like, he's a good defensive player.
I didn't say that.
No, but that's the thing. Me neither. I am specifically saying shoot three-point shooting. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys got to watch the show Pros versus Joes. All right, so let me see Shaquille O'Neal. What was Shaquille O'Neal's three-point percentage? 4.5%. Wow. Four. That's like four out of 100, huh? So think about that. Let's put in 100. So Ben Simmons hits 14.7 out of 100 three-point shots. If you took 100 three-point shots, I believe that you would hit more than that. But now you put him in a gym. I wish we could make this happen. Like, give the money to charity or something. But it would be a great chance, like, to put our money where our mouth is.
Well, look, like, when I grew up playing, and even right now, and I coach a little bit too, you always, the casual saying is this. You know, you think you're good until you get a referee into the game and you're actually playing in a real game. You know, and so I would be playing street ball with these guys. Thought they were good, whatever. And then comes Saturday, which was our game day in my city. We start playing. They have jerseys on with referees, and these guys can't hit a thing. You know, they're shy. They're you know, getting violations. The whole point is maybe Ben Simmons does shock us, and he just rolls up to open gym and says, Gabe, Matthias, Andrew, you guys suck. And he goes lights out. But as far as we know, in actual game form from a pro player, you just lit us with 14%. So what I'm really curious about, Gabe, is how much different is he in open gym? That's what I'm
thinking. Oh, he'll be better. Oh, yeah, totally better. It's like a lot of guys are like, you know what I mean? It makes me sad. I'm just thinking, McKinnis, it was one of the coolest things ever. Me and Cam Stewart got into it years ago on the score. And I was running my mouth, too. I was being that jackass about, like, put me in goalie pads. And I said, I could stop. Like, and it started about, it was like, well, we were talking about, like, stopping people. So me and Cam were going to have a competition. So Cam, it was good. We hyped it up on TV. It was right, though, at the end of the score. So for me, so I never got to do it. And so it's like Morenci versus Cam Stewart. And we were going to go head to head. And Cam was going to take breakaways on me and stuff, right? And it would have been great TV.
Oh, I'd pay to see that.
Oh, exactly. Like, and we used to do, like, stunts like that, right, on TV. So, like, we used to pull stuff like that off. So, like, we were going to do it for real. It was all set up. We were setting it up. We had the rink. But what was really funny, though, bro, there was a former Boston Bruin player, Cam Stewart, right? So the deal was, we were going to pull a fast one. So we were going to hype it up like it was me versus Cam Stewart, yet it was going to be Cam Stewart in a Bruins jersey, bro. And I was going to go, what? No, it's against that Cam Stewart. And then And then I go against the NHL guy, and Cam comes out. We have some fun and everything with it. It would have been really cool. I was looking forward to doing it. But I did take shots against NHL. I was a kid. I took shots against the Edmonton Oilers. And one thing is, like, they can't hit the net, so they miss the net a lot. Like, I like the challenge. I'm too old for that stuff now. But I was going to ask you, you ever kick field goals before, McInnes? Like in an empty, just sort of like, I'm going to try to kick a field goal at the football stadium or whatever, at a park?
Yeah, I have done it at a couple universities in Halifax here. I can't go too far, I'll tell you that much.
See, that's the thing. Like, it's the same thing. It's like, I did 40 yards. And that was, I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I sort of was like, all right, 20 was easy, 25. And then I used to do it a lot, though. I used to go every day and, like, tough, 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 tough. They were ugly. But the thing is, there's a big difference. And it was off a tee because I was alone, right? So I just had it on a tee. Sometimes I had a kid with me and he would get the ball. But, like, it's a hell of a lot easier alone than with a bunch of, like, linemen putting their hands up. Like, my kick would get blocked, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, at least basketball, you got a puncher's chance just shooting the ball. Well, it's true, McInnes and Matthias. I'm not, like, you know what I mean? The hardest thing to do would be to hit a fastball. That would be impossible. How fast does a penalty kick in soccer come at you, like pro style? A lot faster than you probably realize. Yeah. Take that ball to the face.
So, I used to go in these provincial free throw shooting competition games, and literally all you would have is just you in the bucket.
What'd you shoot
for, like?
What was your percentage?
Something like that.
Were you good?
I came silver out of like 200 people.
Whoa! Right, more of McInnes on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class. Man, all this talk of this stuff's making me want to watch. I think I'm going to look this up later and see if I can find it on YouTube. Pros versus Joes. Reality TV show aired on Spike from 2006 to 2010 with Petros Papadakis. I like Petros, actually. We should get him on the show. He used to come on our show years ago in these days, actually. Good guest. Good guy. Played football at USC. In the last two seasons, it was co-hosted by Michael Strahan and Jake Glazer as well. It was filmed at Carson and Carson's California Home Depot Center. There were some good episodes, man. There were some really good episodes of, like, mouthy jock dudes that thought they were good, and they would take on like retired professional athletes who weren't like old yet. And I remember one episode, man. I'm pretty sure it was Kevin Willis, the former rebounder guy, Kevin Willis, NBA vet, and like it got hostile, actually. Like he smacked the ball into the guy's face, like type thing. Like he started, like he got mad. Buddy's talked smack to him. Buddy scored a basket and sort of talking smack a bit. And Willis just said, "All right, let's go." And Willis, like I think Willis broke the guy's arm or something. Like it got to the point, like they had to tell him to chill out. And I heard the story, like offset, that Willis wanted to kill the guy. Right. So that was a fun ass show. All right, any college football on the way out, McInnes? We talked CFL. You got any college football picks for us on the way out here? Have you taken a look?
Yeah, I'm taking a look. It's actually one of the last games, really, looking at Notre Dame, Florida State. I'm going to ride with the under. I gave a winner last week on an under and do it again. Current number, 55. Looking at some inexperience, looking at some checkdowns, early slower-paced football. Give me the under 55, Notre Dame, Florida State.
All right, I'm Jim McInnes. Wager Talk. Find him over Wager Talk McInnes Picks online on Twitter. Thanks a lot, McInnes, for the time. Congratulations on the big night. Thanks. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me, Gabe. Take care, man.
Sandra McInnes with us. We got Rick Saratella. We got Bob Ryan. We got a lot of football talk. We're not done yet. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Get you caught up to date with the baseball odds as well. Bring it.